My Farming Week, a Dacia Today special on WLR.
Thanks to Acre Agri-Finance. Agri-credit for rural enterprises from Corda, Tallow, Lismore and Capoquin credit unions.
With this being our farming week, earlier in the week, I travelled down to Paddy Joe Mulhern's in Ballydurn, well-known agricultural contractor, to talk to Paddy Joe himself and also, of course, Emer Hickey, who's part and parcel of the crew down here. First of all, Paddy Joe, you're a long time at the game.
What, about 50 years.
Yeah. And how did you first get involved? Were you always into farm machinery, and were you actually brought up on a lively farm itself?
No, we only came out of a shop and up in Manbridge. We just had a thing for machinery all our life, so that's how we got involved in it then.
And are you talking about late 50s, early 60s?
Early 60s, about 64.
And what was the first machine you got involved with?
Combined.
Combine, yeah.
I was working for a farmer called Jack Cowan, and he bought a new combine in 63, and he knew I was mad for the drive machinery thing, and he set me up with it, and I started from there.
And of course, the combine coming to an area, that was a huge, it was like a spacecraft arriving in the parish.
Yeah, but that time there were everyone had a few acres of tillage, right. And the combines were handy size, so we just got going with that. And
at that time, like, how long would the harvest last for?
Oh, to last for nearly 2 months. Good, yeah.
And you'd be well fed going around to different farms. Yeah. And when did you decide then? You obviously, silage then became the new buzzword in the 60s.
Like people do, single chops came in and we started with single chops. And
had you been involved in hay before that, or did you go straight into the
silage? No, we were baling hay long before that. Yeah. We were baling hay back in the mid-60s.
And that was very laboursome, I'm sure, Pat.
It was, but the balers weren't great that time. And, you know, with the weather, I don't know, we were able to get through with the baling after.
And did you find a lot of neighbours came involved when the harvest struck, or when you were at the hay, neighbours came on board and you'd be big dinners brought out to the fields or even back into the house?
Yeah, you'd be brought into the house, but every farmer like there were a lot of people walking around that time, and there'd a lot of them come and help one another.
So starting out in the silage, that was a big investment for young men back then. How difficult was it to get finance, and where did you go for help and advice?
Oh, so we didn't go for advice of anyone. We kind of took it on ourselves.
Right. So took it on yourself. Joe, as you're called, of course.
Yeah. We took it on ourselves and went and borrowed a few quid, and we got going with an old single chop, and then I went to double chop.
And starting out in those days, what type of acreage would you cut in a day, or how long would you be at a job on a farm?
I said 10 acres a day would be a good lot for the single chop.
Right, yeah. And from day one, you really loved at the machinery, and you loved involved, and you loved the buzz of the whole silage harvest.
To the old machinery, that's all we wanted.
And you must have seen huge change, obviously, when we look out at some of the machines now. We'll talk about that in a minute. Like, the range of machinery here in the yard and Ballydurn, just off the N25. You obviously deviated in. You started out in silage. At what stage in you got involved in tillage and slurry and other crops? Or did you stick with the silage in those early years into the 70s?
We got involved in tillage in 64. Then we started doing a bit of ploughing 65, and we kind of walked away from there. And then we had bad years. We got nearly out, but then we got back into it again.
And was labour very difficult to get at that time?
No, there were no problem with labour. Every young fellow wanted to be driving tractors.
Yeah, there was a real novelty about it.
Yeah, but any place to be a tractor working that time, there could be 7 or 8 or 10 of them inside in the field.
And had you long days that time as well as you have now, but back then...
Day and night, nearly at times.
I could imagine.
Yeah.
And did you always work within the whole area around Ballydurn in this catchment area, or did you spread yourself further afield at that time?
No, we started up in Manbridge around Kilgastney. Then the years came on, Tom got into the machinery there, and then we moved down around here, down around Ballydurn area.
And was silage always the key period for you and the key harvest for you?
I know, we were very big in tillage. Right. You know, tillage was a big thing back the years too.
And at what stage did you start to kind of swing more to the silage? Because you were renowned in very several areas of contracting, but you really have become the king of the silage in the mid-county.
I'd say back in the 80s, I suppose, I was with Tom, my brother there, and he got in big then in the early 80s, we got the first self-propelled.
That was huge at the time.
It was, yeah.
And can you remember what type of money you're talking about back then?
I knew self-propelled that time, I suppose, to the New Holland, I suppose, it cost probably around, say, 70,000.
Huge at that time. And of course, self-propelled, as I said, it was like a spaceship coming again onto a farm. And you were one of the first in the area. Then the trailers, you had to get bigger trailers, bigger loaders. So the investment year on year has been huge.
It is, but the silage never got, houses never got really big till they came up near the 90s.
Didn't they?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Like, they were reasonably good. Like, it wouldn't be anything near like what they are today now.
And breakdowns, of course, the nightmare for any contractor is a breakdown. And, of course, breakdown and weather are the two bugbears of any contractor, particularly silage period.
Yeah, but the only hope you have with silage houses are them big M's or anything, is get the main dealer to service them properly.
Yes.
And you'll have some hope to keep them going there.
Now, just before we came in here, you mentioned you got a new harvester last year. You might tell our listeners the name, type and the size and scale of this new harvester.
So the Cohen 780.
Right. And what type of money are we talking about?
Around 330,000 plus the VAT.
Oh my God. You'd want to sell the house to buy that. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And what difference has it made for you?
Alex is well able to, she's well over his job.
Right, yeah.
And you can go into heavy grass there and you can drive on with it.
And on a good day now, what would you get through?
We're going up to 180 acres.
In one day?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that would be from, say, around 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 or half 10 in the night.
And we mentioned earlier about crews back in the earlier days, labour and her problem. Has labour become a problem now, shortage of hands on deck as such, coming inside this
time? We're lucky this year. Like, we have a lot of lads there that we have with years.
Right.
And we have a lot of young lads now, they're college lads, they're very good now, careful young lads. And we're not too bad now, we can't complain much about labour.
So you're more than halfway through the first cut. How has first cut been this year for you?
Well, that's getting on very well. We got an early start and we're down to about 700 acres now.
And you'd be hope finished, kind of finished the end of June?
I will be finished the first cut before the end of June. Like, if we got another few dry days now, to be only an odd job.
And when would first cut start for you this year? Like, take this year, for example. When did your first cut?
First week of May.
First week of May.
Yeah.
And it'll go on till the end of June.
Until around the 20th of June. Now, when you have good weather, it'll finish faster.
Faster. And then, as regards second cut, how long do you have to wait to get the machinery back out again?
I will be out on some of the second cuts now around the 20th, after the 20th of June.
And how long, that'll go on right into July?
That'll go on into the end of July.
And then you're into a grain harvest?
Yeah, we'll be at a whole crop then after that.
Right.
And then we'll be on the combine.
So to people not in Issy, a whole crop, you might explain what you're cutting when you're talking about a whole crop.
Whole crop is barley that'll be cut before it's ripe and make a pit of it, same as silage.
For feed for the cattle?
Yeah, very good feed.
And then tillage-wise, what type of acreage do you cover in tillage?
Well, I'd say we'll probably be cutting around 500 acres this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
And most out in contract, not for yourself, obviously.
I've only 35 acres of my own.
Mainly spring barley in this area? Is the
spring barley and winter barley.
And again, some of your customers, I presume, are going back years with you, not alone for the tillage, but for the silage and all the different services that Mulhern Agri.
There's some of them there since the 60s.
My God, generations.
I have three generations and some of them now.
My God.
Yeah. And all good, loyal customers.
And of course, over the years, obviously, also, again, you mentioned to me that most of your customers are within 15, 20 mile radius.
Yeah, about 15 miles from us.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the scale of the farms now, like you've seen, as you said, mixed farms early on. They did a bit of tillage, they had cattle, they had cows, they had a few sheep, a bit of everything.
Yeah.
A bit of tillage. But my God, now the size and scale of some of the farms that you have in this region.
Oh, sure. They're bigger and bigger they're getting.
Yes. Yeah.
But like, if you can give the farmers, give them a good service, they'll stay with you.
Breakdowns I mentioned earlier, obviously it is a nightmare when it happened, but as you say, dealing with a main dealer, and I'm sure some of these parts must be colossal price if the main ship itself costs over 300 grand.
Oh, no. Just hate thinking about the price.
I know what you mean, yeah.
But the most important thing is get a service and, you know, if there's something break down, get it going again.
Now, this year, of course, and we're well aware and been on over the last few months since the Ukraine and the war in Ukraine, energy crisis, fuel crisis, feed crisis, electric power, you name it, everything going up and up. How difficult is for you passing on that extra cost that you have this year, particularly from fuel, from diesel?
Like, you're just, we just said to our customers, like, you know, we'll have to get a bit of an extra cost for it. There's no one complaining about it.
They all understand
it. They all understand it.
Yeah.
To the bigger cost show now from last year.
And going back to the team, on a good day or during a strong run, I see you've two harvesters here. How many hands could you have on deck here?
With anyone? About 15 of them.
Would you, yeah? You have your own football team.
Oh, yeah. And so we have two balers there as well.
So they'll be going side by side.
They'll be going as well, yeah.
So starting out the year, take a normal year, you sort of have a bit of ploughing in the early spring.
Yeah.
Then you have a bit of reseeding, you've spraying, then you're into the silage, then you're into the harvest, then you're, of course, you're into the slurry as well.
Yeah, with slurry starting off there, then you have the hedge cutting at the end of the year as well.
Mention slurry, shoe trade here. You're one of the first in the area, not alone around here, but in the county, I'd say, to have a shoe trail slurry spreading.
Yeah, we bought a trailing shoe there, I'd say back, I'd say about 15 years ago.
That was a big decision at the time. What attracted you to it? Obviously, it's the buzzword now and everybody's looking for the trailing shoe. It's more environmentally friendly, better for the ground, better for the environment, and better all round.
Kilagri had one on demo and they gave it to us.
Yeah.
And we had it for a few days and there were some people looking for it. No, it didn't take off in a bang, like, but we bought it off them. That's how we started with it.
So you were a trailblazer when it came to that job.
Like, turning, we deal with Kilagri now and like Kilagri and Jim Power.
They're Fitzgeralds over in Kilrossie.
Kilrossie, very good.
Yeah.
And Jim Power and Tallow, very good service. Kelly's a boss.
Having the like of Kilagri and having Jim Power over in Tallow, it's huge to have two local people involved at such a high level of machinery and service.
Oh, anything when you get broke down, they'll come and fix it straight away.
Yeah. One lady, part of the crew here, of course, is Emer Hickey. Emer, I spoke to you before here, up in a harvester, you're flat to the board. Emer, you really enjoy what you're at, particularly when it comes to big machinery and none bigger than the silage harvester here at the moment.
I do, Kieran, yeah, I love it.
The self-propelled, again, this new machine, really, how difficult was it for you to get on top of it as such?
No, it wasn't too bad. I was handy enough on it now, so... Right. Just getting used to the controls and the joystick and compared to the last, like, so.
And as Joe mentioned, like, when it comes to picking up grass, this is really state-of-the-art.
Oh, that's the real thing.
Yeah. And, of course, you were born into it at home, the Hickeys at home, dad, Larry, and all the family involved in the agri sector. From a young age, at what stage as a young girl did you say machinery is going to be my thing?
Oh, I'd say since I could walk.
Go away.
Yeah.
Did you find early on people... A young woman coming in, driving the big harvester, where people turning their head, my God, where is she going?
Well, you get fair looks, right?
But you definitely have been well accepted now.
Definitely, I'd say.
Yeah. But you enjoy what you're doing.
I love it, yeah.
Turning back to you, Joe, having machinery service and having service nearby, and just before we came on air, you mentioned there's also a new machinery company have set up in the region, very close to here.
Yeah, Noel Hickey is operating out of Scahan Motors now, and a very good mechanic now. He'd do a good lot of work for us.
A lot of people don't realise, and David Kerwin mentioned to me again last week, that a lot of people don't realise the money and the value of what's involved here, and indeed even the servicemen coming out and keeping you going, because the money that's standing in this yard, standing still, and really it all happens from a silage end in about 8-10 weeks.
Oh yeah, that's the way it is. You'd have to have everything right when you get out there and get going then.
So, Joe, finally turning to you, I suppose all you want really is the weather now to see out the first cut and then into the second, and then you're into the whole crop and into the tillage. So one season really runs into the next, which it's a 12-month business here for you.
It is, and like the way with this job, it's different than other jobs. You have different jobs and different seasons, so you don't get bored.
And you enjoy the change.
I do enjoy it. I looked at harvest.
Yeah. Well, Joe, listen, great to talk to you. A man who started out in Joe Mulhern back in the 60s. Now we're in 2022. You're bigger and better. You're the king of agricultural contracting in Mid-County. Keep it going. And Emer, keep up the great work. And listen, best of luck in the future.
Well, thanks, Guillaume.
Now, Joe mentioned there, of course, the importance of having good service. And the service comes in no nearer than Noel Hickey of Lowland Engineering, who are from Scrahan, just down the road from the Mulhern farm. And Noel, first of all, you're you're new to this game as first as regards a new company, but you've been involved for a good number of years in the ag machinery.
Yeah, served my time in Killagra Services there for over 25 years. Yeah. And then last August I decided to go and work for myself there.
And mainly in tractors, you were telling me?
Mainly tractors and balers, that's really it. That's really what we're kind of...
So I'm sure Joe here can keep you going. He's pretty busy during the busy period.
I had him, Seth, and a couple of our contacts to keep you busy, right? Yeah, yeah. Day and night.
You also mentioned to me, which I was delighted to hear, you won a huge award at the National Ploughing Innovation Award, the Safe Shaft Systems. Of course, we all know the problems with PTOs, but back in 2018, at the National Ploughing, you won a national award. You want to tell our listeners about the Safe Shaft Systems, which I'm thrilled to hear.
Yeah, it's mainly used for on soil tanks to do away with the PTO shaft. So what you do is you can remove the PTO shaft completely and start driving it by hydraulics. Yeah. It's a kit we provide. It's TAMS approved, so you can get a grant on either 60 or 40% on it.
So you come up with this idea, a lot of work into it. Obviously, you designed it yourself. It's now patented. And you actually make the machine here, here in Kilmac.
It's made over at the Burroughs Workshop there, Hickey Fabrication Services.
In Kilmac, Thomas?
In Kilmac, Thomas, yeah.
Yeah,
so it's a local product.
And what type of reaction are you getting to it? Because the PTOs have been a bugbear when it comes to farm safety.
It's slowly picking up. Even the last couple of days now, we've sold a couple of more of them. Like we're selling a lot of them to the north and the UK and stuff. They're starting to buy them away now because with the grant is helping it and word of mouth.
Yeah. So it's the Safe Shaft Systems, and indeed, listen, best to look to you with that. Indeed, best to look to Lowland Engineering in Scranton, Kilmac, and indeed, once again, congrats, Safe Shaft Systems, the new Safe PTO for slurry tanks. And listen, well done, Noel. It's a fantastic achievement. Best of luck in the future.
Thanks very much, Ed. Thank you.
WLR's My Farming Week, a Dacia Today special on some of Ireland's best farms.
Thanks to Acre Agri-Finance. Agri-credit for rural enterprises from Corda, Tallow, Lismore and Capoquin credit unions.